And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
In a city jam-packed with lawyers, does the Beltway really need more? Apparently, yes. This year saw graduates from our local law schools as robust as ever, including colleagues and the sons and daughters of good friends locally and nationally. And this fall, more sons and daughters of friends and family will start as 1Ls in law schools across the nation. With tuition costs higher than ever, law firms slowing down hiring of young attorneys, and the profession bursting at the seams, why is everyone still going to law school? First, law school teaches you more than the law. The skills of critical thinking, analysis, and issue spotting can be applied to virtually any profession or career path. Second, the career choices for today's law graduates are as diverse as they have ever been, especially in the D.C. region. Policy, lobbying, government, trade associations, in-house law, outhouse law, law firms of various shapes, sizes, and specialties, business development roles, technology, life sciences, and many more are all careers that can leverage a law degree and the skills you learn in law school. If you, a friend, a loved one, or a colleague is considering law school, here are a few tips and best practices. Number one, choose a law school whose curriculum is truly aligned with your education and career goals, not just because it's a good brand name. Number two, don't waste 3 years and six figures worth of tuition without a game plan. Decide as early on as possible where and how you want to focus within the many career paths and specialties within the law so that you can load up on courses, clinics, experiences, internships, and other things that will strengthen your story and your eventual resume. Third, take nothing for granted. You can get accepted into one of the top law schools in the country, but somebody's got to be in the bottom quartile of the class. So be strategic in your final selection. Pay careful attention to the opportunities that are right in your backyard. This will help you choose not only the law school to go to, but the city in which you want to spend the next 3 years. Where are the jobs, the internships, the events, the networking, the learning opportunities? They all vary from market to market. Where do you want to live for 3 years? And it's likely that you may be getting a job offer from that region. Will it maximize your learning opportunities and experiences? The law will not be replaced by robots anytime soon, but be sure to be thoughtful and strategic before committing to this demanding but highly rewarding profession.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.